My name is Frauke Josenhans, and I am the former Associate Curator of Modern and Contemporary Art here at the Yale University Art Gallery. Amedeo Modigliani was very drawn to African sculptures that he would have seen in exhibitions in Paris, for instance, at the Musée du Trocadéro. He was especially interested in the treatment of the human body, the very stylized, abstract treatment of the human body in African art. And he translated this influence into his own works. Here at the Yale University Art Gallery, we have The Portrait of a Young Woman by Modigliani, which was painted in 1918. It shows the head of a young woman. The young woman depicted in this painting was his mistress and companion, Jeanne Ebuterne, an art student as well. Modigliani used the abstract treatment of the human face, which can be found in African masks, especially from the Ivory Coast. When you look at the face, it seems like a very long oval, something that you would find in African sculptures as well. The face is very small itself, and it has almost a very it has a very sculptural quality to it, especially through the very long nose and the very small mouth, which stresses the similarities with African masks. The African influence is not as obvious as in some of his other works, especially his nudes. And then again, it's the size itself, and then this very sweet image of the woman he loved. It makes it really a more intimate work. And so there's something personal, intimate, but also something which makes you think that this is actually not a depiction of a real woman, but more an ideal woman. So she looks, the way she looks away from the viewer, and she is shown in profile in a very static way. She doesn't seem to smile. She seems completely absorbed, almost as if she herself is not there. It makes you think that she is actually a sculpture.